Come on, let's all just throw our hands in the air. Amen. Come on, I love what I feel in the house of the Lord. Let's all just stand. If you're in a sitting, if you're able to stand, why don't you, amen, join us as we lift our hands to the King right now. Amen. The Lord is ministering. He's been ministering ever since we walked into his house. Come on, that's it. Just why don't you make your request known to him? God, I don't want you to just touch me. I want you to change me today. I don't want to be touched. I want to be changed. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift your hands. That's it. Come on, I don't know what you have need of, but the King is in this house. God wants to change somebody this morning. God wants to pull somebody out of where they are. He wants to change them this morning. Come on. Change us this morning, God. Come on, that's it. Truly, the presence of the Lord is in this place. Mark chapter number 10. I don't want to prolong you. I don't want to get up here and give a long speech. I just feel the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. And I believe God is here to do something. I want to just, I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. Here at Breaking Bread. Amen. I'm just excited about what God is doing. Because if you can ever appreciate where you are now, you have to look at where you've come from, where you've been. And you appreciate the fact that you just paid off a building in 2 years, 3 years, 2.5 years. And I believe the best is yet to come. But I also believe this, that if there ever was a time, a season or a day to get in the church and serve God, this is the day. I don't want to get so distracted by what's going on in the world that I forget that the Lord is coming back. And he has his eye on every situation. And what seems to upset us does not take God by surprise. I want to be in the church. Amen. How many want to be in the church? Amen. Mark chapter 10, verse 17, where they're there, somebody say amen. The word of the Lord says, and when he was going forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. Everything was going good. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come take up the cross, follow me. It would seem as though at that point, everything would be great. That's a no-brainer. I'm going to give all my possessions, everything that I've worked for, take up my cross, I'm going to follow Jesus. But the Bible says, and he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. He was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. I feel compelled to preach to you this afternoon on the subject. Hallelujah. I want you to lift your hands right now. I feel the Lord speaking right now to somebody. I want to preach to you today on the subject, the danger of being touched and not changed. The danger of being touched and not changed. Why don't you lift your hands one more time in the house of the Lord? Why don't you pray for this preacher? Pray for somebody beside you. Pray for those in this building, because God just doesn't want to touch you, but he wants to change you today. God, I want to go beyond the touch. I want to be changed. I want to change my mind, change my thought process, God. Oh, God, change me, Lord. Pull me out of hell. Change me, God, today. I want to be changed, God. I don't want to just sit in the service and be touched, but I want to be changed. I want to be transformed. And God, I'm going to give you praise and give you glory and give you honor. Let everybody say in Jesus' name in this house. Why don't you look at somebody and tell them, I want Jesus to change me today. And if you love the Lord, you can be seated in the house today. Amen. It is a joy. It is an honor. It is one of life's most precious gifts. When one comes to the realization that serving God is the best life. Amen. A life outside of this life serving God is nothing. But serving God is the best life. Amen. Amen. This world has nothing to offer. And I am surrounded by people today who realize that in their walk with God, amen, before they came to God, they tried everything else and everything else had failed. But when they had hit rock bottom, they realized that I've heard about a God who has the power to put my life together again. And it was not enough to go to an altar and be touched. It was not enough to go to church and be touched. But we went to the altar because we wanted our lives to be changed. We wanted God to take out the bitterness in our hearts. We wanted God to touch our minds. Amen. We wanted God to put us on the right path, amen, from the road of destruction. I feel like letting somebody know today that because you're in this building, God has his eye on your situation. And you don't have to go home the same way you came, because God wants to do more than just touch you. He wants to change you, amen, that when you go home, amen, it's nothing short of knowing that it would have not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I? We can rejoice today knowing that there is a church, amen, that preaches the gospel, amen. And hear me today, if it is not the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, it will not change you. But the gospel of Jesus Christ will change your life, amen. Amen. Peter stood up on that day of Pentecost and he preached the word of God. And because he preached the word of God, men and brethren were pricked in their hearts. And they asked men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? And Peter looked at them and said, repent and be baptized. Every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He held no punches, but he preached the gospel to people who wanted to be changed. And when they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, their lives were forever changed. I'm excited to be here today. I'm excited to be surrounded by people who love Jesus, people whose lives have been changed. Amen. There's no more shackles, no more chains. There's no more bondage, but we have been set free by the blood of the Lamb. But I also realize that in this service, that what we feel today, in these type of services, say, hear me today, don't you get so excited, in these type of services where the Lord is moving, amen, and the Spirit of the Lord is falling fresh on people, there are people in this building that will walk into the house of God and they'll feel his presence and they may even clap their hands, but they fail to realize touching God is not enough, and they got to be changed by the Spirit of God. I just don't want to show up. I want to be changed by God. It's not enough to be in the building. You've got to be into the body. It's not enough to be in the church building. You have to be baptized into the body. And the reason why we can clap our hands is because God has forever changed our life. And we're never the same. We don't talk the same. We don't walk the same. Because God has forever changed our life. There will be people in these last days who will hear about Jesus. There will be people in these last days who will hear the message, but they'll go home the same way they came because they fail to realize that they don't want to change. They've got great possessions. They've got great things stored in this life. But hear me, friend, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word is forever settled. There will be people who will walk in this building. There will be people who will give offering, who will give tithing. They will even worship God, but they will only go so far because they don't want to change. I'm preaching to you that there's danger in being touched and not change. Amen. There's danger just coming, being touched, and not having God pull out sin out of your life. That lets me know something, Brother Weir, that people who don't respond to the anointed word of God, that lets me know that sin is not done with them yet, but sin is just for a season. And when sin is done with you, it brings forth death. I'm preaching that you got to be changed in the presence of God. You can't go home the same way you came, but you got to be changed. The Bible speaks concerning this man. Everything was fine to the point where Jesus began to preach down his avenue. He had a lot of money. He had a lot of great possessions, but Jesus began to speak to him. He asked the great questions. What must I do to enter eternal life? He asked the great questions. He kept the commandments from his youth. But when Jesus began to speak down his avenue, then things begin to come a question. Hear me. Jesus wants to speak down somebody's avenue today. Jesus wants to come to where you're living. He knows things are not right in your life. He knows your life is a wreck and your marriage just may be on the rocks. But he wants to sit right where you are because you've tried everything else and everything else has failed. You've tried, you say, I've tried the Christian thing, but it seems like you have no relationship with God. It seems like you can't find the break, and you're asking the question, why me? Hear me. He says, sell your possessions. Give it all away. Take up the cross and follow me. But when it came time, amen, to sell his possessions, the Bible says that he was grieved because he missed possessions. What shall a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I'm preaching to somebody, it's decision-making time today. You can't put this off until tomorrow. It's not guaranteed. You're not guaranteed another second. I don't care what you brought to this building. There's a God in this place who just doesn't want to touch you, but God wants to change your life forever. And you'll go home knowing, if God hadn't touched me, come on, there's some people in this building, you're suffering from depression. God wants to change your life. He wants to change the direction and the course of your mind. Let this mind, come on, preaching, that we need to change our thought process. Because when God changes you, He changes everything about you. He works from the inside out. He'll change your heart. He'll change your mind. He'll change the way you act. He'll change the way you talk. He'll change your vision. Come on, preaching to somebody who walked in this building and you're trying to decide, God, should I hear me? He won't force you to change, but God wants you to change. You don't have to go home depressed trying to find out who God is. He's walking down your avenue right now because He wants to change some things in your life. But as much as God desires to change those things, Brother Runyon, we have to have the desire to want to be changed. God can't break the shackles if you're still in holding on to those shackles. Come on. God can't set you free if you don't want us to be set free. But I know He whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I don't go back to what I used to be. Behold, if any man be in Christ, come on, he's a new creature. Behold, all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. He puts something in us that will change you. The Bible says that there's righteousness, which is right living, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will change your life. And I don't believe the Holy Ghost is just a one-time experience. I believe you have to be renewed and refilled every single day that God allows you to wake up. This is not just a one-time experience, but I've got to have more and more. I've got to have my cup overflowing because I don't know what temptations are coming my way. I don't know what trials I'm going to have to face and the decisions I'm going to make, but if I've got the Holy Ghost, He's going to lead and guide me. If I've got the Holy Ghost, it's going to be power on the inside. If I've got the Holy Ghost, I can fight this flesh and win this war. But you have to want to change. Change means giving up some things. He said, there's one thing that thou lackest. The Bible says it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's that little thing. It's that little thing that we think don't matter is going to keep people out of heaven. It's the friendship, just the things we look at, the things we partake in, the little things that we think don't matter. Hear me. Your walk with God must be of the most important thing in your life. Nothing should come between you and the God that you serve. If it takes away quality time with you and God, that thing that you're lacking is that one thing that's going to keep you from out of heaven. Come on, somebody. You just didn't come here this morning, amen, just to hear the announcement. Amen. There's something that drove you in the presence of God. It was your problems that drove you here because you tried everything else and it's not getting better, but it's getting worse. But you heard about a God who can change your life, who will meet you at the point of your need. And that same God is here today to touch you. I asked myself this question. I said, Lord, what is it that keeps people from not wanting to change? What keeps people from clinging on to those things which are going to fade away. I believe it lies on this fact that we have developed the mentality that we're going to live here forever. It's okay. We've developed that mentality. We have 401k. We've got retired because we think we're going to live here forever. But the Bible says that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ are going to rise. There's going to be a transformation that's going to take place. And I'd rather be changed right here and make it to heaven than be changed later on and go to hell. Amen. I'm telling you, there is no problem. There's no situation. There's no job. There's no family members. There's no persecution. There's no haters that's going to keep me from making it to heaven. I don't care what I have to give up. I don't care what I have to lay down. I'm going to sell my possessions and give to the poor, pick up my cross and follow Jesus. Come on, lift your hands right where you are. Come on, lift your hands in the building. Come on, lift your hands in the building. Come on, break. Come on. God is taking this church somewhere. He's taking us by the believers somewhere. But it's not just going to be anybody. It's going to be people who've been transformed. People who've got a made up mind. I don't want to have one foot in the church and one foot in the world. I don't want to stay on the fringes of the church. I'm going to get in the church. I'm going to lay it down. I'm going to give it up because I want to be changed. Come on, that's it. Throw your hands in the air. It's okay. God, help us. Help us, God. Change us. Come on, husband, throw your hand around your wife. Come on, get your hands in the air, kids. Amen. Don't go look at me like I've lost my mind. I'm preaching about heaven. I'm preaching about a God who wants to transform your life, who wants to pull you out of sin and put the Holy Ghost in you. I'm preaching about a God who wants to deliver you and change your life. Come on. Come on, that's it. Come on, somebody pray. I want to be changed. I want to be transformed. We're going to baptize two people in Jesus' name. Why? Because they realize I've got to be changed. My life has to be changed. I don't want to come to the church and just clap my hands and just make friends. I want to be changed. I don't want to be in the building. I want to be in the body. I want God to transform my life and touch my mind. And the only way that's going to happen is you've got to get in position where you're surrendered. Come on, let's all stand. He said, go thy way. He said, sell your possessions. Give it all up. Take your cross and follow me. Seem like that'll be an easy thing to do. Because these things I got a hold of are going to keep me out of heaven. So Jesus said, sell it all, give it away to the poor. Take up your cross and let's go. But he started thinking about all the possessions he had a hold of. Jobs, his friends, his relationships. Everything, all his possessions, he started thinking about, oh, those nights hanging out with his friends. All those things he started thinking about, and it caused him to grieve. And what should have been a moment of happiness turned into a moment of sadness. I believe I'm preaching to people today that you find yourself just like this man. You've got the right words. You might even have a nice tie, a nice suit on. But when it gets down to where we're living, and Jesus says, sell your possessions, give to the poor, get your cross and follow me. Seems as though you agree because you don't want to change. See, God knows the heart. You can come here and sit service after service, but the heart says, I don't want to change. I'm not ready. I've got all the time in the world to get right. But the fact is, James preaches to us when he said life is just a vapor. Here today, gone tomorrow. No man knows when you'll take your last breath. The Bible says, behold, today, now is the day of salvation. I'm preaching to people that God knows and he sees and he hears every prayer that you prayed. He knows exactly the mess you're in right now. But here's the thing. We want God to change our mess, but we don't want God to change us. It's okay. God, if you take care of this and you provide this and you make a way here, but I'm not ready. It's time we throw all the excuses out the door and ask yourself, why can't you serve God? Why can't I lay it all down on the line? Because he laid down his life when you didn't know him. When we didn't deserve mercy, he laid down his life that we could be saved. What's keeping you today from being changed? Come on, every hand lifted to the heavens right now in this building. We were giving a preaching last weekend in Florida. And we gave an altar call. Man, we had the Holy Ghost move. We baptized several got the Holy Ghost. But there was one lady that sort of stuck out at me. And we just baptized her daughter. And we just baptized this other guy about 6'7". But Brother Paul, I watched this, the mom. During the service, I watched as she sat there. She threw her hands up every now and then. She'd even clap her hands every now and then. She'd even jump up and down every now and then. But there was still no change. Even though God was drawing her to the altar of repentance, there was no change. Service was over. I had went and changed clothes. We're getting ready to go get something to eat. But the Holy Ghost kept dealing with this mom. Wait a minute, preacher, listen, we got to go get something to eat. You've got to drive 13 hours back home. But the Holy Ghost start dealing with this woman. And she said, I don't want to stay, preacher, on the outside of the church. I don't want to stay on the fringes. I know I've got some problems. But she said, I don't want him just to touch me. He's already touched me. I want him to change my life. Can I tell you something? This won't cost you nothing. When you want to be changed, you don't wait for an altar call. She ran to that altar, man. She cried. She cried, man. She prayed. And hear me now. She said she was afraid of water. She cried and she prayed. Man, they threw that baptismal pool on her, robe on her, took her up those steps. Baptized her in Jesus' name. Here's the good part about it, though. She got baptized in Jesus' name. And if you're here today, let me just throw this at you. You have to be, if you want to go to heaven, you have to be baptized in Jesus' name. But Brother Paul, before she went down in that water, she looked up at us and she said, preacher, God's going to change me. Brother Biddle, we baptized her in Jesus' name. And she came out of that water speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives her the utterance. Come on. She stayed in that baptismal pool. She
She was afraid of water, but when the Holy Ghost started moving, she took the limitations off God. And she said, I can't fix this. I need Jesus to come to my rescue. I want to be changed. I want to be changed. I want to be changed by God.
Right now, this, I'm going to, every hand raised to the heavens. If you're sitting down, would you just join us for just a couple seconds if you're able? No pressure. I'm just preaching about going to heaven and trying to pull some people out of hell, because the Bible never tells us that heaven's a lot. But it does take time to tell us that hell has a large without measure, without reservation, because the devil doesn't want you to go to heaven. He wants you to go to hell. But I'm preaching hell out of somebody and trying to preach heaven into you. Get your eyes off what you see and focus on what you know. And there's a God this morning who wants to change your life forever. So right now in this building, I'm not talking about being touched, because he can touch you 40 times and there's still no change. There's people in this building, you raise your hand and God's touched you, there's still no change. I'm going to open this altar right now. Hear me. I'm not going to beg you. I'm not going to come and get you. But if you want to be changed, if you want things to get better, if you want to go to heaven, you'll say, preacher, get out of my way. You can sing all you want to. I'm going to go to an altar, because at an altar is where things die. It's where you lay some things down. Your life is transformed at this altar. You're not going home. Come on, ma'am. Come on, sir. Come on, person. Come on. Come to this altar right now. You're not coming to be part of a show. You're not coming for a tickle feel good experience. You're coming because you want God to change you, and you want him to transform you, and he can do it today right now. Come on, I'm not, listen, if you're perfect, you're dismissed. There's people coming to this altar because they want to be changed. I don't want him to touch me, I want him to change me. Come on, this altar's open. Guest of ours, this altar's open. We're going to baptize two people in Jesus' name. If you're in this building, you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, we can baptize you right now and have your name put on the Lamb's Roll Book of Life. You can have your sins washed away. God can change your life. He can pull hell out of you and put the Holy Ghost in you. Come on, that's it. Come on, they're coming. I don't want to be touched. I want to be changed.